Well, I'm at Chelsea Flower Show and I stopped dead in my tracks, of course, because there's the most beautiful David Austin stall. And the roses, I can actually, it was a smell that drew me. And I'm standing next to Richard. Richard, you've launched a brand new business today.
We have, yeah, for the first time.
And all around me, there are some incredibly lovely pieces. You've got napkins and plates and cutlery and this gorgeous set over here.
Set, yeah.
Very, very romantic. My favourite rose on there.
The Generous Gardener, yeah. We picked for its colour that we felt would suit the china the best, really. So, yeah, very nice rose.
And so, what have you got in the set here for anybody who wants to put this sort of thing in their kitchen?
Almost everything. I think we've got teapots, small and medium jugs, mugs, cream jugs, sugar bowls, teacups and saucers, breakfast cups and saucers, cake stand. I think that covers it. But yeah, hopefully a wide range for people.
And you were just telling me that some of these are made, a lot of your bits and pieces, not everything, but a lot of your bits and pieces are made in the UK.
Yeah, quite a bit of it, actually. All of our stationery, all of our toiletries, our garden tools, candles, and lots of stuff very local to us, actually. Lots of stuff in the West Midlands, the stationery, the watering cans are made in Smethwick, the gift boxes are made. So a lot of that is within 10 miles of where we're actually based. Textiles were made in Norfolk, so tea towels, aprons and oven gloves.
They are really quality bits and pieces. I mean, everything I'm looking at here is just beautifully made, and I think that's probably representative of what you do. Do you feel it's very important to keep the manufacturing in the UK? I mean, the temptation to go to China must have been very, very high.
Yeah. I mean, it is, but I think the risk is also high, and we wanted to work for the first time very closely with people in the UK so that there was always that face-to-face relationship, and that we felt was really important. And a lot of the times the suppliers have been really good and they've come to see us, and lots of different problems, and it really helps to know them, really, and it's great to actually visit the factories and see what they do. So yeah, it's very important.
Richard, if you had to pick your favourite product here, what would you pick? Because I would have a hard job choosing out of all these beautiful bits and pieces. What's your favourite?
Probably this triple wick candle of all. A lot of work went into finding the right wax. Obviously, our roses are renowned for their quality, and it would have been quite easy just to go to the first candle manufacturer we could find. And not worry about the actual wax and the fragrance in it, and just put whatever rose fragrance we could find and just get it out into the market quick, which could have been quite easy. But we spent months and months, if not years, actually developing the fragrance and finding the right wax and the right blend and pulling the whole thing together. So that there's a lot of work that's gone into the whole range, but especially the fragranced range. So.
And if we want to buy any of these bits and pieces, whereabouts do we find these lovely bits and pieces?
Well, you can go to our website, which is launching in about a week's time, which is www.davidaustin.com, or you could ring us to order a catalogue on 01902 376 360, or we've got a brand new barn shop on our site in Albrighton. So we've renovated a new one of the old 19th century barns that we've got there, and in hopefully a month's time that should be open for business as well.
It's really exciting, and I can't wait to get some of these bits and pieces in my kitchen. Thank you so much for talking to us. As I say, we're at Chelsea, it's all go here. We've got trolleys coming past, opera singers in the background, and customers queuing up behind me. So Richard, very best of luck.
Okay, thanks very much. Cheers.